Nicholas?
Hi.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about dust, because at this time of year, the sun starts coming through the window, and you can see that surfaces which you've dusted quite recently are covered with dust again, and you can actually see dust in the sunbeams. And I want to know where all this dust comes from. My dictionary defines dust as finely powdered earth, dirt, etc., lying on the ground or on surfaces and blown about by the wind, and that strikes me as being all very well for agricultural dust, but household dust is different. I can't believe it's all my epidermal cells.
I'm afraid, actually, it is, Nicholas. It's you and all the other people who have lived and visited your house. The stats really stack up, and they are really quite scary. The average human loses about 30 or 40,000 dead skin cells every single second, and if you were to add them all up and put them in a giant bag, over the course of a lifetime, that would weigh about 1.5 stone in dead skin alone. So most of that debris you see floating around in your house is dead bits of you floating around, and you're breathing that in, you're breathing in bits of your partner, your family, your visitors, your friends. It's just bits of yourself.
Well, I'll just have to accept that, but even so, the figure you give of 1.5 stone or something like that,
yep,
is doesn't seem all that long in a period of 70, 80 years. Doesn't seem that much, I mean.
But a skin cell is very, very tiny.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you're weighing a cell. The weight of a cell is measured with about 10 to the minus 9 zeros in front of it in terms of its kilogram mass. I mean, it's tiny.
But when you see a particle of dust, that's not one skin cell, is it?
No, they're normally clusters, so
yeah,
these things get stuck together, and other fats and materials that are present with them stick them together, and as a result, you end up with something that forms a blob of dust.
Okay, well, I'll just have to accept your word for that. And, it's a totally disgusting thought, which I'm glad to have shared with all your listeners.